Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The man joining us last night almost won the game. 4 2/3 inning, settles down after that first inning. He is Darius Vines of the Braves joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Darius, thanks for coming on. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How about you guys? You guys can hear me okay?
Yes, we can. We appreciate you joining us. I guess it's still morning where you are there in Texas. But talk about Phil Cuzzi, the veteran umpire. He kind of had a warm and fuzzy moment with you last night as he was doing the proverbial check for substances and he looked into your glove.
Yeah. I was at the first inning, little struggles, kind of settling in. And the second inning, I got a couple two quick outs and then a little walk again. But going out for that third inning, I was kind of told myself, now it's time to go, it's time to settle in. And obviously, a little routine glove check. He just checked my glove and saw that it had my dad, rest in peace to my dad. And he was just telling me, like, man, that's awesome. And we were just talking, chatting it up, a little quick chat about when I lost him. And he was just, like, telling me, just know he's there every pitch. And from then on, that kind of stuck with me, and I settled in.
Do you think that's something? Look, I would think that having 20 innings in the major leagues last year might be something that could help you. But this almost sounds like something that's a reminder that might help you further down the road than even the 20 innings last year.
Yeah, coming into this league is never easy, especially facing a team like that. So just being able to finally get my nerves under me and kind of settle in, that took me a long way for sure.
And does the limited experience help you in that first inning to settle down eventually?
I would say kind of just, I told myself, don't let it get any worse, get out of this. And honestly, just me and Darnell kind of just sticking with him and sticking with the plan, that's kind of what got me through the first inning, just knowing that if I keep this ball game here, that my team is going to give me a chance to win.
I know they teach you early, and it's a big thing around here. Please keep the walks down. Now, when your stuff is good enough, high school, lower ball, whip doesn't matter as much. But up here, if you walk guys, the problem is you're going to pay a price more often than not, are you not?
Yes. Walking guys here, it's just, I want to say the stat is probably around like 65% to 70% of first batter walks is they score. So honestly, kind of finding a groove. I haven't thrown in about almost 2 weeks, so that was a little different. So just being able to kind of get in there and find your groove, and make pitches when you needed to make pitches. In that first inning, I got McCormick to fly out on a 3-2 count. That was big. And then even in that, I think that second or third inning, when I got out 2-2 to ground out on a 2-2 pitch with two outs, that was big too. So just being able to make pitches when they were needed, that was amazing.
Darius Vines with us of the Braves, got the start last night with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. It's cliche to say, but trusting your stuff is what you want to do as a pitcher. But sometimes that's easier said than done, is it not?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot easier said than done. You always want to trust your stuff and get beat by the best, by your best pitch. But being able to actually just go out there and throw strikes and see guys swing that stuff and take some of these bad swings on some of your pitches, it definitely is a confidence booster, because you just know that, like, even though you didn't throw the perfect pitch, it was still a pitch that worked. It was still a pitch that got him out. And that's all you got to do here. You got to miss barrels, and you just got to keep your team in the ball game.
Was there any temptation when you were drafted initially out of high school, 32nd round? You went 37, 27, 7, I think, as you made your way through college. Was there ever any temptation to take coming out of high school to start this journey, or was that just not ready for that, do you think?
I was not ready. I was a little immature. You know, I was a little small. I was probably only about 175, 80 pounds soaking wet. So definitely, I think the college jump got me to who I was. I would say coming out of high school, I never really dealt with any adversity. You know, I was always kind of the best player and best guy around the school and around the city. So I don't know how I would have dealt with any failure. So being able to go to college and, you know, not everything going your way like you're used to definitely helped me battle through some adversity then.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
So when you watch guys who are bigger throwing 95, 96, they might not be able to pitch as well as you, but they're going to get scouts' looks. Was there ever a moment when you thought, okay, what's coming out of my hands might not be enough on the gun to have people actually believe that I could do this at the major league level?
You know, there's always those doubters. You just got to stick with yourself, you know? I mean, I'm here for a reason. That's how I think about it. They saw what they saw. It's all about potential, you know? There's guys out here that are throwing 95, 100, getting hit really hard sometimes. Like, everybody sees Lilo. I think the lost art in the game is pitching.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys are just throwers now, and, you know, can throw. I would say the only thing with Lilo is you get away with a little bit more stakes over the middle of the plate. But guys live for that. If you have Lilo and no off speed, then, I mean, essentially batting practice out there, everybody just has to catch it to the fastball. So I just feel like being able to always trust in an off-speed pitch and know that I have a go-to pitch that's not a fastball, that's
what did you do during the pandemic? The minor league season is banged, and that's, you're losing a lot of time. What did you do with your time to make sure and ensure that when you got back in 2021, things were going to be okay?
I honestly never went. I didn't go back to California at all because California was on a really big shutdown period. So I kind of stayed in Georgia for a good 2.5-3 months. And then when I finally decided to go back home, my buddy honestly had a gym that he had just opened up that he was able to keep open. And that's how I was. He was a former catcher. So I would just play catch with him, throw some bullpens with him. And I kind of just did my own little arm care routine or whatever it was. And then, honestly, I just kept my head on straight. A lot of people were talking about how minor league baseball would never be a thing again. So I was never thinking that far down. I was always just thinking, like, when we get back, just make sure you're ready. So that's kind of the main thing.
And here you are in the majors again. We were a little bit worried about you last night. Do you always sweat like that when you pitch, or was it just hot inside of that stadium last night?
It was pretty hot inside that stadium. I am a sweater, not going to lie. I am a sweater. And once again, you know, it's been about 2 weeks since I got a live game. So just being able to just doing all the up and downs and, you know, kind of sit down, sit there. It was just a lot for a good amount of time since I've thrown. But I mean, we settled in. We pushed through. I definitely feel like I had some more in me. So I don't think, I know the sweat might have been deceiving, but I definitely had a little more in the tank.
Hey, use it to your advantage. Yeah. Let them think you're tired.
Yeah, the visual was interesting. Now, back in the old days, I don't know you, so I don't know your lifestyle. Back in the old days, guys would pop two beers at the end of the game and all the weight is back on. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore.
It definitely probably is. I'm not much of a drinker myself, but I definitely got
the fluids and the food that I needed in me. Actually, after the outing, we have really good nutritionists, so they're definitely hooking me up with a nice protein shake. So definitely getting those carbs and those calories back.
I don't want to get you in trouble, so if you can't answer this, please just say, I can't answer this. Will you be pitching in 5 days for the Atlanta Braves? And if you can't say, just say, I don't know, sir.
I honestly do not know. I would love to be up here, and I would love to settle down and get into a routine. But, you know, whatever the team needs, you know, I'm here for it. And as long as I'm here, whenever I get another chance to help this team win another ball game, then, I mean, when my number's called, then I'll be ready.
All right, Darius, we appreciate you coming on. Outstanding job, outstanding recovery after that first inning last. Now, hopefully we see you in the rotation. You get another turn when all is said and done, and so on and so forth, more and more turns as the season goes on.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Anytime. Darius Vines, Braves pitcher with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.